Unveiled with Neva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to Unveiled, a Go Loud original podcast, and it's just the two of us in your ears today. We have no guests.
Back to basics.
Back to us, baby.
Well, first and foremost, we need to address, I was going to say the elephant in the room, but like the tomato in the room. What the fuck is the story with your face? Respectfully. You're like, what's your name from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh my God, with her purple. Yeah.
Violet.
So just to describe to people who are listening what I look like I've just done a marathon in like Marbella in like the scorching heat. Like, so I've gotten sunburned and I've gotten, you know, I'm just after doing a full workout and I kind of look a bit sweaty.
You look like a flaming cheetah.
But the sweaty is more like bammy because I've had a really, really, really gorgeous facial. However... Have you ever gotten into something? It kind of reminds me of the time when I first got my Hollywood done, laser in my Hollywood, and she turned me over onto my belly and opened up my bum cheeks, and I have never, ever expected something so unexpected in all my life. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So it was like that, only that I thought I was getting a hydrofacial and I was actually getting a clear and brilliant facial. It meant to just give you like glassy skin. But I didn't know it was going to like... It's not that it hurts. It's just like a lot of heat. And then like your face goes a bit red, like obviously. But I have really, really sensitive skin. Like you could like flick my skin and you'd see it happen. But oh my God, yeah. So that's the reason why I'm like a tomato.
Your neck truly, as your friend, looks like an allergic reaction.
I know. It cools down. It takes 24 hours to cool down.
You'll look great tomorrow though.
Yeah. Which I'm excited about. But I was, you know, when you're just not expecting something.
Yeah.
They give you like a little fan. So like it cools down the heat.
Yeah.
But like, babe, pain is gain.
Okay. So actually, you've just reminded me. Remember I started my IPL journey.
Yeah.
So
talk me through
what
this.
What is it? Is it intense pulsed light therapy?
I think you're right.
Yeah. So I'm getting it done in the Institute of Dermatology. Like it's glam. It's unreal, right? But I have.
Is this your wedding prep now?
It's not even my wedding prep. It's off the back of my skin journey when I finished with the dermatologist. I didn't have acne anymore. Oh my God, I can't believe I just said that. AA. Adult acne. And I was like, I just feel like my skin and my complexion is still a bit red. And she was like, yeah, but like that medication is not going to do that. You need IPL to get rid of that. And I was like, well, sign me up.
Yeah.
So I only need 4 sessions, but like I wasn't mentally prepared for it being sore.
Oh, really?
And when I went in, then, like, yapping, the girl was so nice, lovely, lovely, lovely. And then she brought me to the depths of hell.
Stop. But talk me to her. What did they do?
I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, no, I know. It's awful. It's awful. Oh. And I was like, oh.
You thought you were going in for an
amateur day? I wasn't right after because my mind wasn't aligned to what I was going in for.
I know. I know.
So I went in then last week. So basically what it is, it's intense pulsed heat, right?
Yeah.
Light and heat. And it's like a zap and a flash at the same time over and over in different parts of your face. Like she went in like the side of my nose, anywhere where you'd have like rosacea, broken veins, anything, right?
Yes.
I took some extremely humbling pictures of me before, you know, when you can see I look like scorched earth. I was like, is that me? I was like, all right, well, I wasn't prepared for that either. But anyway. So anyway, she started off with the most painful round and worked down, right? So Grant, I get the
logic. Would you rather work up with pain or work down? I'd rather work up.
I thought I would have rather worked down.
What?
Like as in go really hard and then it gets easier. But then I went back for a second session and they flipped it. So they started with the lightest and worked me up and it was so much better. Oh my God, I just absolutely passionately kissed the mic there. Did you see that?
Your little cushion lips.
Yeah, just like bursted a little bit. So sorry. But it was so much better.
And how are your results? How are you finding it?
Oh my God, smash hit.
Your skin, you sent in a selfie the other day. I think you were joking about something.
I had a spot and a sty.
Yeah, you wouldn't even notice them because your skin was glowy.
Well, yeah, it's like I really do notice the difference already in terms of clear complexion. So anybody who has redness or rosacea or like broken veins, go get it done. It's expensive, but it's...
Do you have rosacea?
No, I don't have rosacea, but I would have just tones of redness sometimes. Like loads of Irish people do.
So do I actually, and I think I've like mild rosacea, but I need to like actually go to like
register.
A registered dermatologist for them to say that. Yes. So it's interesting because I actually feel like when I was getting the facial done there, she was like, you a lot of broken veins like around like your cheeks and like your squint. And I was like, I actually just think because I was crying for about 3 years, I've just like
eroded
my skin. And she was joking. She was just like, that can happen. Like cause obviously if your skin is in like if your face you're obviously frowning squeezing your face, like that can happen. Because I've noticed it more over the last like couple of years. But anyway, that's interesting to know. Yeah,
I honestly think it's well worth it. So that's all I'm going to try and do for my wedding. I know we spoke about this before. Hopefully I don't get sucked into all the gimmicks.
Oh, babe, I'm so sucked in.
Yeah, but you were going in open arms. Like you were like,
give them all to me. Yeah. So now what I've heard, right? And I asked this honestly to the girl, because you know when you go into these places and they're like, yeah, do this, and this. And I wanted to get my Botox done before my best friend's hen, which is in 4 weeks. Mm. She was like, don't get your Botox done. You've started off with this treatment to get your... Have you heard of the Proenza?
No.
So there's microneedling and then there's the Proenza. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, sure. When am I not pronouncing
it
right? Anyway, go on. So there's microneedling and this thing starting with P.
Okay.
Proenza,
is it plasma?
No.
Okay.
It's definitely a pro... It sounds like Proenza. But... So basically, Proenza is like two sessions. Like one Proenza is like two sessions of microneedling. So it's quite intense.
Right.
So you really just need like three of them.
Yeah.
So she said, if I do what I did today, which was I was not expecting.
Yeah.
She said 4 weeks later, if you start your Proenza treatment, which is like a very intense microneedling. And then if you finish off then with a clear and brilliant, I won't need Botox until like a month or 2 months before my wedding.
Wow.
I know. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah, babe. She was like, it's all about like working like the penetration into the skin. It's all about working like really deep. It's just like people who like generally don't have like the best skin, you won't even see the best results from Botox or like anti-wrinkle injections and all that kind of thing. So yeah, I'm buzzing. Now I'm kind of raging. I really want to get my Botox done before my friend's hen. But fuck it, I'm going to listen to her. I'm so wrapped in on it.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm interested to see your results now.
I know, I'm dying to see them. But come here, what's been your Roman Empire the last 2 weeks?
Jesus.
I'll tell you what's
all right. Tell me what yours and I'll. Well, I might need some time. You just sprung that at me. So go on.
Mine's been the eclipse.
Oh my God.
I can't stop thinking about it. You know, we're not going to see that again until 2090. We won't even be alive, probably. They say 2090.
Why didn't we get it here?
What do you mean here in Ireland?
Yeah.
Babe, the whole world gets it.
But why didn't we see it?
So yeah, the reason why we didn't see it, something got to do with the angle, like it was like a partial veil. And also the weather was, Kathleen was still storming around the place, wasn't she?
Oh my God, me and Eve went to see our friend's live show of their podcast.
Yeah, it's How to Gale.
Oh my God, How to Gale. Now, parts of it hadn't a fucking scoop as what was going on because it was bilingual. It was in Irish and English. But actually, it was so good.
I really enjoyed it.
I feel like they're doing something really refreshing, aren't they?
I feel like it's something really niche and different and good.
Yeah, so it's like bilingual. They had a drag queen who played trad music.
Oh my God, Devin Diva. Yeah.
She was iconic. But I met Niamh, who had no hood in possibly the worst weather of all time. We ran into a bar because we were early and I was like looking at her and I was like, Niamh, your face is soaking. It looks like you just came out of a shower. You're like, I'm sorry.
I know.
It's like, why?
Well, that was a storm and that was what we got up to. But come here, what has been your Roman Empire?
Oh God, like, I don't know.
Have you not
actually, to be honest, I'm still not over that fucking submarine that blew up. If I'm going to get really granular with it. I actually just saved a TikTok today about it.
Did
you? To David, I was like, they found the audio.
Really?
The documentary coming.
Really?
Yeah. That's all I think about. Yeah. What were they thinking? Why did it happen?
Yeah, fair. That was
that actually truly is my Roman Empire.
Yeah, so between that and like, oh, we'll do a different part, but just the pressure I'm feeling at the moment just with the wedding and trying to get a house is like different level and I'm trying not to be stressed about it.
Yeah, we obviously had Martina on 2 weeks ago. She was so good, wasn't
she? Oh my God, she was. If you haven't listened to that episode,
I'm switching my mortgage.
You are switching
my mortgage. I am. Like, she was so good. I had a call with her everything after, like, just learned so much.
Yeah, learned so much. Literally repeat what you're saying. But if you just go back and listen to the episode and doddle.ie and book in if you're thinking about getting a mortgage or if you want to change your mortgage, Martina, Diane, they're all amazing in there. So 100%.
It does feel, I did get a lot of messages saying like, oh my God, that was really good. Learned loads. But then like not a lot of people, but a couple of my friends were just like, oh my God, I felt so depressed after listening to it as well. It just seems fucking so bleak. I mean, you know more than anyone.
Oh, so like we've been outbid I think twice now, and like these two houses I wouldn't have really cared. I was just a bit like, whatever, And that's probably not the way to be. But I think we were just like exploring. But then I've fallen in love with the house. Like, I love it so much. I love it so much. I can't, I'm dreaming about it. And I just feel like it's going to be my first heartbreak. I just feel it.
You don't know.
I know. But I know, maybe I not. Know, but you know when you just feel a bit like, oh, you love something. And then, but like so many people have messaged me being like, Niamh, it took me a year. Niamh, I got lucky. It took me 3 months.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like we're all in the same boat, which actually makes it a little bit easier to know that everyone who's going for a house at the moment, it actually is the hardest it's probably ever been. And just
it does feel like there's a lot of positive stories as well. So like, you know, try and keep some glimmer of hope.
I know, but it's just mad looking at these gaffs that are going 100 grand over the asking price. It's just wild to me.
I know.
But it is what it is. But otherwise,
move in with me.
I know, I'd love to move in with you. But otherwise, yeah, my other Roman Empire is buying a gaff and trying to get set for this wedding.
Do you know what? Actually, I've really noticed this year in me. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't spoke about a festival once.
Well, it's not summer really.
Yeah, but we talk about them all year round. Normally, I think I'm done
with festivals.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a camping one in me at all anymore. I'd like to do EP.
Yeah, that's the only one I'm doing this year, actually. And Forbidden Fruit, but that's not camping.
That's a day thing.
Like, I was going to go to Altogether Now, but I just can't. I have to, something has to give.
Yeah.
And I would have loved to have done Beyond the Pale.
Oh, no.
That looks like a lovely one. It's close. Everyone that has been to has been great, but something has to give this year. And it's, I have to start saying no, which I have been saying no to a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it's just more, like, you're so lucky now, like, but which is great that you have your house. But, like, I don't know what me and Jamie were thinking trying to do the two things at the same time.
I know, it's a lot of pressure on you. It's like...
But in the same breath, though, I'm kind of glad because I have to say no to things, which is good,
yeah.
You know, and keeps me in. Keeps me on the straight and narrow.
A little bit.
Well, a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Speaking of the lead up to the wedding, I'm back on my bullshit.
Which bullshit?
All kinds of bullshit. The biggest bullshit thing that I know it's not, I actually find it really good, actually. You know the way I did the 30-day hard?
Yeah.
That wasn't sustainable for me. I learned a lot, kicked me into gear. Definitely felt like, you know, for anyone who needs a good kick of motivation, it's a great challenge to do and tell people you're doing it so, like, you won't, like, you'll be accountable.
Yeah.
So the one that I'm doing now is similar again. It's like a 40-day challenge, but, like, I've rest days and I'm allowing myself to have, like, pick a day to have like a drink over the weekend. Like, wouldn't be doing it 3 days a week. Or no, I'm joking. Just one day a week. And I definitely feel like I'm more, a bit more relaxed into it. And I kind of have like the goals
more,
to
like,
hit.
Balance.
Yeah, more balanced. But I don't know if anyone saw my Instagram. I was doing like a 40-day hard. And, well, no, 40-day challenge. Sorry. It's a 40-day challenge. But I've introduced these things. They're like microdosing workouts. It's kind of like exercise snacking. So I've done like abs before bed. And then AM arms. Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Well, I didn't know this until, so I've always been a fan of exercise snacking and like microdosing workouts.
I genuinely thought microdose workouts was like some sort of mushroom.
Oh my God, no, microdosing is actually the word that you use for like psychedelics or like microdosing, different thing. No, no, no. So microdosing workouts is just like micro,
that's
small
way
workouts.
Way more boring.
Yeah. Yeah, you take a mushy cap and you're on your way. No, no. It's basically, they say, you know the way people get up in the morning generally and they'll go like do a run or they'll do their workout and they'll just sit and not move for the rest of the day because they're either in an office or a desk job.
Yeah.
They're trying to encourage people to get up, you know, and like take 10 or 20 minutes to do like an exercise snack.
Yeah. Oh,
so like, I know.
Yeah.
So I actually have it on my Instagram and I didn't know it was actually such a thing, and it's actually proven now to be really, really good for the mind and obviously your overall health. And it just gets you up and gets the body moving, and it's like doesn't keep you like in quite of sedated, or what's a sedative?
Yeah, sedentary.
Sedentary.
Yeah.
So I found it like really, really good. And then when I read up about it, I put it in my little channel and everyone was giving me the hearts to be like, what I've been doing has been great all along. Because I always knew doing those exercises, I always felt good after doing these 10-minute slots. I'm like, oh, I'm after achieving something. It always motivated me then to be like, right, if I've done 10 minutes there, why not go for like a little run in the morning? Or why not go for a big walk? I always felt like good. And because they're small,
yeah,
they're like a little snack size that you're like, oh God, this isn't like a big 45-minute workout now. It's 10 minutes and it almost gives you like a bit of a boost then.
Yeah, oh my God.
So I'd really encourage people. 10 minutes is all you need during the day and you'd be surprised what that can do for your mindset.
So are you snacking now every day on these?
Oh, I do. I exercise snack twice a day. I do my AM arms and then
what
I do my abs before bed. So I do some push-ups, some triceps. We have like this chin-up bar, so I put the bands on.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Terrible at them. I used to be really good at chin-ups. Now I'm fucking shite.
I've got better.
They weight me on the band. It nearly like gives me a wedgie. I'm like, It snapped me a few times.
Oh no.
I know.
Yeah, I've like graduated onto lighter bands, but like the first time I was like flailing around like an absolute
I know,
idiot.
You do be swinging.
To be like rescued from the band. I was like, this is mortifying.
I know,
it's
I know.
To me, it's the epitome of fitness that somebody can like do multiple
chin-ups
without anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, God. I mean, I was there one day. Well, I'll get there again. Getting there. This is why I'm working. I'm doing my exercise snacking and I just feel like the abs... I always want a nice strong core. It's important.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you're not going to get, by the way, disclaimer, you're not going to get abs from doing these abs before bed. For anyone who wants to work on their core, it's like they say, abs are made in the kitchen. So it's all around really good food. And then lifting heavy weights is actually the secret to a lot of, you know, toning and definition is heavy weights. Do you know that kind of way? So yeah.
There you go.
I was delighted with my little microdosing workouts that I've been doing all along. And the article is actually on wellandgood.com if you want to see it.
Yeah.
And there's like loads of proven benefits. So will I encourage you now to do some exercise snacks?
I don't really know. Like I just like enjoy going to my classes in the morning. Like the way my days go. If I'm at home, I'll go for a walk then or something.
Oh, will you? Okay.
It's just, I just couldn't sleep. Just couldn't see me
rolling out mat,
milling a few push-ups around the gap.
Fair. Oh, what about like out in the back garden where it's really sunny? Like, you know what? I'll do like a little 10-minute push-up and ab set. I'll send it on to you.
Yeah. Do.
Yeah. No. Do.
No, but you know what? Actually, right. Oh my God. So do you follow Sarah Ashcroft?
Yes.
First of all, God love her. She's gone through the mill.
I can't believe it was him that broke up with her.
So I actually, sorry, this has been my Roman Empire. Hello.
Sorry, okay. I actually can't believe I didn't say that for you because you've texted me a couple of times.
About
more
it.
Like me when I ask people, have you seen
Euphoria?
Or Dune. Oh, you're like, for God's sake, Niamh.
Yeah, so basically, most people probably know her, but she's like a big UK influencer. She's kind of like the OG.
She is.
And she owns the SLA, the label. So she's with a guy for 6 years. Like she documented their whole relationship and he broke up with her there at the start of the year. So I just
lost so much weight. Yeah, like I know. Obviously, I know. The breakup weight.
So I was like rewatching all her vlogs because I'm an absolute weirdo. I was like, I wonder if I can pinpoint when in the vlogs he stopped liking her.
Stop.
He used to like.
You're like FBI.
I know.
Two of us are, to be fair.
But I got so deep into it that I kind of got David in on it as well. He's like, rewind that day. He's like, oh no, he still loves on that one. I was like, yeah, okay, because he was smiling and everything. But the most recent one, I couldn't gauge if he liked her or not.
Whoa.
Yeah. You'll have to go back and go through them yourself.
I won't. I'm going to get it from you.
But anyway, so in one of her vlogs, she was saying that she started to do the glucose goddess. And she's like, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but you need, if you want to know what it is, go in and look it up yourself, sort of a thing. But when we had the sleep expert on, Anne Marie, she mentioned something that really stuck in my head.
Oh.
About people spiking their blood sugars right in the morning and then you're just fucked for the day. She didn't say you're fucked for the day.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
No, you're right though.
So it kind of planted a seed in my head that I didn't really realise.
Mm-hmm.
So then I looked into this glucose goddess thing, right?
Yeah.
And basically, the worst thing you could have for breakfast is like a coffee on an empty stomach or like anything kind of sugary, a croissant, anything like that.
All the good stuff.
Well, you say it is, but like then you're just hungry quicker, you crash, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I went on her Instagram and I was looking at all, she does all these charts. So I was like, say you have one coffee, then it shows the spike, your glucose goes, phew, right? But then if you just had Greek yogurt and berries, right? And then had your coffee right after, your glucose, there's no spike for hours, okay? So I was like, oh, that's very interesting. And then I was like, I'm going to try it, okay? So it's a 4-week thing. I'm on week 3 now. Yeah. I feel amazing.
Do you?
Niamh, I can't get over it.
You've inspired me though, but I think I've been doing a bit wrong, but I'll let you continue.
So tip, right? Because I'm not arsed buying books. They take ages to come. I've no patience. And I'm like, I mightn't be into it by the time it rises.
It even may have been cheap.
Fuck off. That's so embarrassing.
Maeve Binchy.
The Old Testament.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyways.
Go on.
We will move on from Maeve. Okay. You've actually put me on for now. I feel like I'm like, can't read that lame.
Sorry, no, I didn't mean to. It was just gas that you said.
It's so gas. So anyway, I bought the book on Audible because I've got a free credit every month, right? So I was like listening to it as an audio book. And basically the first week is you just have like fats and protein, okay? So I've been having Greek yogurt, peanut butter, blueberries.
Yum.
Right? Mix it up.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry for hours. I've no cravings, like no sugar cravings at all. it's mad. And like normally I would always want a snack, but it's obviously because my sugars were so high.
Yeah.
Then week two, I had to introduce apple cider vinegar, which nearly sent me under.
Well, she is my best friend. So she, apple cider vinegar is my OG gal. I've been using her. My mom actually had me on apple cider vinegar back when I was like 18 or 19. I was like, what the hell is this shit? And she was just like, it's really good for your digestive system. Because yeah. I think at the time I was finding it hard to poo.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that problem now. Thank God. Well, obviously, apple cider vinegar. But I just went off it for a while, but now I'm back on it. So Nessa texted me in the group the other day and I was like, oh my God, no, Nessa, you inspired me, but I was doing it wrong. So I haven't been doing the berries, but I have been doing the Greek yogurt in the morning,
okay.
Which is really, really good for your gut bacteria too, because there's so much good bacteria in Greek yogurt.
Yeah. And actually, because I'm lactose intolerant, but Greek yogurt in its like rawest form is actually lactose free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's just win-win all round.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So tell me this, right? Because I could be doing it wrong.
Okay, yeah. Let me tell you the phases.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
So week one is, I'll have Greek yogurt, berries, peanut butter, mix it. Yeah. Gorge, okay.
Delish.
Then other days I'll have boiled eggs, okay? I'm laughing because I remember David's story and it was like, I was in a rush for work and I just abandoned the half-peeled eggs.
I don't know if you know this already, girls, but Nessa is the most impatient person I know. Yeah. And I think she could be getting worse sometimes, but especially I feel like when it's in the mornings. So just to give you a description of what this photo looked like, it looked like she hit the boiled eggs with a spoon and like there was just eggs everywhere and in a shell all over the pot, and she was just like, obviously Nessa's, it was like cooking time with Nessa again. I was like, oh God, but fair play.
You said, you're like, I can feel the impatience.
Oh, I could feel it in you. Yeah. I was like, God love you.
I know. Anyway, so I need to get up a little bit earlier if I can have that one. So that was like week one, okay. And then it should fill you for 4 hours, okay? So if you're not full for 4 hours, have a little bit more of, make it a bigger portion, okay? Week one.
Perfect.
Okay. Week two, apple cider vinegar.
No, wait. Week one was peanut butter.
Week one is your fat and protein only breakfast. Okay. For 1 week.
So you have your yogurts and peanut butter, then you have your two boiled eggs.
No. So I would they're just my breakfast.
Oh, sorry.
Choice.
They either alternate. Yeah. Apologies.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Then week two, you're introducing your apple cider vinegar. It nearly brought me to my knees, my first one. It tastes like Bulmers.
No, I love Bulmers. A large pint bottle of Bulmers with a glass of ice hungover is delicious.
But it's getting easier, right? So I've done that. That was week two.
Well, you are mixing it with water.
Yeah.
And lemon. This kind of makes it a little bit better.
Oh, I might put lemon in it. Week three now. I'm on my week three now. Okay, this takes a little bit more prep and it's a bit strange, but whatever, right?
But hang on. Week two, you're just taking that in the morning, just a glass of water.
It's like you're building steps, right? So I've done my protein breakfast week one.
Yeah.
Week two, I'm adding apple cider vinegar.
Perfect.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, each thing you're adding to the mix, right?
Okay.
So week three, you need to have a veggie starter now with your breakfast, right?
What?
Hear
what
me
you
out.
Having?
Okay.
Halloumi.
Yeah. Is that fair?
No, I don't think so, sorry. Sorry, Jamie just claims he's a vegetarian sometimes and eats halloumi. Okay. So I'm like, that's...
Can vegetarians have cheese?
No. Oh, yeah.
Then have vegans.
That's vegan, yeah. So vegetarians can have cheese. Sorry, vegetarians is just no meat.
Still not a vegetarian. Anyway, we'll move on. Mm. So remember that, like, when you came over for dinner in mine there a while ago and I had made that little side salad just, like, to go with it, and it was, like, red cabbage...
drenched in coriander.
Yeah, love. Red cabbage. You don't like coriander?
Like, I mean, it was just a bit overpowering, but I ate it for you.
Oh my God, you were like, that's so nice.
It was. The red cabbage was nice, and then there was just so much coriander.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I went too heavy.
No, but like, some people love coriander. Like, if Jamie smells it and he nearly breaks out in a rash, like, he hates it. It's just one of those things, like cucumber, coriander, and something else are like...
Well, so cucumber, red cabbage, grated carrot, a little bit of coriander. Lemon juice, whatever, mix up. So I'm nibbling that in the morning as well.
Okay. Hey.
And then next week, after I've done all those steps, I have to move for 10 minutes.
Exercise snacking.
I will have
I'll send you on my abs before bed.
Yeah,
so
a bit
you can
of
do abs,
out the back.
Abs before whatever. Abs before my morning.
Glucose spikes.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, I feel so good.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I feel way fuller. My snackings are not, my cravings are way better.
I think my
stomach isn't sore at all.
Really?
I know.
Because your tummy was always
I'm
really
flat
sore.
Out on the Simprove. Like, hello.
Good. Jamie is too. I'd really, honestly, really, really, really
recommend it to people who feel like they can't stop snacking or like,
Yeah.
You know, if you just feel like
I'm
you're
a feral
always
snacker. Like it's, I'll put my hand in any fridge, any drawer to see what's there. I know what's there and I want it again.
I know.
It's awful.
But it's just because your sugar intake is just, everybody's addicted to sugar, craving sugar.
Yeah.
Your glucose is pinging off the walls.
Yeah.
And you know what else is mad? Like you think you're eating healthy and you're like, no, you're actually fucking yourself up for the day.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if you apparently have oats in the morning, that'll spike your blood sugars.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't really have... I've gone off porridge so much. That's a different story from another day. I used to have it so much back in like 2018 or 19. You know, when you just, it's actually like if anyone listens to Siobhan O'Hagan, she can't actually eat asparagus anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was training for her bikini body competition and it was just part of nearly every meal. So I'm a bit like that with porridge sometimes now. I'm like, you know, when you've just eaten it too much.
Yeah. Sorry, the glucose goddess, right? Her name is Jessie Inchiseppe, okay? She's the glucose goddess on Instagram. I would really recommend people following her and trying it. You should try do the 4 weeks to see how you feel.
You inspired me when you told me one day that you were having your apple cider vinegar and your Greek yolk in the morning. And I remember waking up one morning and I saw I had my Greek yogurt there. I was like, I'm going to do what Nessa's doing. Mm. And funny enough, I actually was feeling quite good after it.
Yeah, you're fuller for longer.
Yeah. And is there a certain amount of hours that you shouldn't eat after or just like...
What she was saying is she was like a high protein and fat breakfast in the morning should keep you full for 4 hours.
Mm.
And if not, like, and I really noticed the difference. And she'd like all these stats. It was like 70% of people's mental health improved, like it improved people's fertility, all this
what?
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's obviously like a biochem or something. I don't know. Like she's a professional, she's, whatever she does. But I was really, really impressed with it.
Yeah, I'm going to do that now because, you know, I've signed up too. So it's actually Jamie's friend. He's like a body transformation coach. But I hate that word kind of transformation because I feel like it's a bit blah.
Yeah.
But I just need a bit of hand-holding at the moment because I'm kind of finding it hard to like, I mean, I used to understand the importance of protein, but now that I'm like working out regularly, I'm forgetting what how much protein what I should be eating and what I need.
Yeah.
And I would just love someone to just give me a plan and I can just go off it for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm doing it at the moment. And he also said that like protein and fats in the morning is key. That was actually one of the things he said on his like little schedule for me. So
there you go.
There I go.
Okay, we... as always, end our podcast with a listener question or two. So thank you, as always, for sending them in. If you want to send one in, you can email us at unveiled@goloudnow.com. Sorry, I think he was having a burp.
Excuse me. Okay. No, you know when something catches your throat and you don't know...
what might come up? Or you can DM us on our Instagram, Unveiled Pod. So you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hi, girls. I've been seeing a new guy for a few weeks now. And while I really enjoy his company, I feel like I'm always going along with his plans because I'm a bad combo of being laid back and a bit of a people pleaser anyway.
Fuck, that's me.
But I don't want to set off our relationship on the wrong foot where he decides everything. If it does end up being a relationship, how can I be stricter about saying no without coming across as rude? Thanks.
I mean, I can relate to this so much and I know you know I'm like this too in a way, but then sometimes I actually like to go with the flow. But I think in a new relationship like that, it's important to like kind of set your boundaries and maybe you be more suggestive of what you want to do without coming across rude. Like maybe you suggest things that was like, oh, I'd like to do this next weekend. Do you want to do this rather than him taking control? Because maybe like, I feel like this is a bit like me. Like I can be quite laid back and I tend to just like to do what like other people are doing too. But then that doesn't bother me sometimes. But then I know
it's only when you don't mind that, but it's only when you don't want to do something.
It's when you don't want to do something and you wouldn't want to be getting along with this guy and it's going too far down and then he's suggesting stuff that you don't want to do and then you feel like you don't have a sense of control. And
I just can't believe there's men out there planning things. Honestly, now, in fairness, he did plan New York, so he's off the hook forever. But I, like, that is not the case in my relationship. And David stopped listening to the podcast, girls, so I can go full. Yeah, he's like, oh, it's too girly.
Too girly.
I'm like, all right, well, can you stream it on silent or something? Like, try get the
Jamie hasn't listened to it either, so let's rinse Jamie.
Yeah, let's go off the deep.
Now, Jamie was actually good at the start planning stuff, like he'd bring me to the zoo and, like, stuff that I'd like, but now...
Now, Dave's like, desperate. Oh, like, you know, you like planning things. And I'm like, oh, I actually do like planning things. But you know, you like a bit of give and take. But I just think, like you're saying, it's good to just iron those things out early on in the relationship. And like, okay, don't be saying no just for the sake of it to be like, ooh, independent. Like, if you actually don't give a shit, go for it.
Yeah.
But if there's something you don't want to do, you could just be like, do you know what, Maxi, maybe can we do that another time? I'd love to do this.
And be.
It doesn't have to be a confrontation or anything.
No. But suggest the things you want to do.
Unless he says no.
And then we have an issue.
Then he's out the gap. It's quite that easy.
No, yeah, you should always, like, there has to be compromise in relationships like that. And definitely, definitely just be, hey, babe, I'm going to plan this weekend.
Are you the planner in your relationship?
God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah.
You're a planner in general.
I am a planner in general. I think it's just a part of, it's just the way I am. I'm built that way.
I love
planning. Jamie would try plan things, but then I'd probably be like, do you want me to help there? And he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm perfect. Like, he'll come up with, like, his initiative is good.
Yeah, no, David's like, David has probably like 30% accuracy rate. You know, he'll chime in every now and then. And he's like, I planned that. I'm like, yes, David, you did. Well done.
What's, apart from New York, because New York is just five-starly premium, what is like the best thing that David's ever kind of planned by himself, apart from your engagement?
Because me and David used to work together before we got together.
Oh, yeah.
And like at our like work Christmas party, we were driving by... You know, the three arena and that big boat.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, and like I apparently was like locked and I was looking out the window and I was like, I love that boat. I'd love to go on it. But like we were just mates then. And then when we got together, he took me there.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
I know. Like he's inconsistent, but he's very good.
Oh, that was really very nice. Thoughtful. He held on to that and was like, oh, I remember.
It was kind of just that in New York now.
Really?
So 12 years apart.
Yeah.
What about Jamie?
I'm trying to think. One of the most memorable things for me was when we first started seeing each other for my birthday, which is so funny because we obviously all know that I'm dyslexic.
What? No. Niamh, are you sure?
Yeah, I am. But I opened up like the card and like all these like letter cuttings.
Oh God, no. So you went into orbit, did you?
It came out and I was like, oh my God, I have to fucking spell something. But he fucking spelled Barcelona wrong. So I was looking at it afraid.
Did he spell it wrong?
Yeah, it was like Barcelona or something.
Barcelona.
I forgot. It wasn't like the Barcelona. It wasn't with a C. It was like Barcelona. And I was like, we going to Babylona?
Balboa?
And he's like, no, sorry. And I was like, oh my God, is this me or is this like him doing this wrong? And it was actually when I told him, I was like, babe, I'm a bit dyslexic. Like, you're going to, he was like, oh no, it's not Babylona, it's Barcelona. So, but the way he did it, so I had to spell it out. And then, he planned like the whole thing in Barcelona, like restaurants, everything. And usually I would be the planner. So it was my first time going on a trip where he knew what museums we were going to, what time and dinner. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, that's so nice.
It's all gone downhill since.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
I mean, will they make it up the aisle? Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
No.
I can't believe I have to walk up the aisle soon.
Oh my God,
I get cold feet. I keep messing with Jamie, be like, might get cold feet and leg it.
You will in your arse. We're not going after you. You have a nice day planned, so you can book yourself off home.
Oh, God.
Okay, that is the end of the latest episode of Unveiled. Just me and Miss Cullen talking shy over the microphones. I enjoy that. It's nice to get you back to myself.
It was nice to catch up. And yeah, I hope you all enjoyed that podcast, girls. And you can catch this every Monday, as you know. And this is a Go Loud original podcast. Chat to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.